This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Nicole Signor, N-I-C-O-L-E, middle initial C, last name S-I-G-N-O-R-E, date of birth 05/11/1981, date of appointment 3/26/2026, requesting physician Jacqueline Coppola, J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E, C-O-P-P-O-L-A-D-O. Please send copy to Crystal Burnsby, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L-B-U-R-N-S-B-Y-F-N-P. Dear Jacqueline Coppola, I have the pleasure of seeing Nicole Signor today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 44-year-old ambidextrous woman. In November, her frequency of the urination increased. She had a CT of the abdomen and chest done, which shows fluid around the heart. She has a history of gastroparesis. She was seen by the gastroenterologist. She had a disc problem in the neck, and the left has a problem in range of motion. She was seen by the orthopedic also. She is having passing out spell frequently. She have a chest pain. Please rewrite again. She has a chronic pain in the neck. Passing out a spell is when she is standing. When straining, she feels dizzy, lightheaded. Seen by the cardiologist also. She has a tightness of the chest. During stress test, she cannot communicate. She has a history of hypertension in the past. She is seen by the OB-GYN doctor also. She is going for physical therapy. Orthopedic doctor will order the CT of the C-spine. She cannot get MRI because of the some metal in the body. She have a history of migraine also. Past medical history. Chronic neck pain, migraine, chronic fatigue. History of syncope, Lyme disease in 2016. DVT diagnosed in 20s. Cat scratch fever. Dizziness and vertigo. Past surgical history, years, surgery due to paralymphatic fistula, eye surgery for cross eyes, allergy to epinephrine, Novocaine, contrast dye, steroid, Bactrim, Alenia, vitamin B12, eggs, medication, Motrin, vitamin D, vitamin B, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, does not use any drug. She is self-employed, she is single, lives with the mother, have no children, family history, mother alive with osteoporosis and disease spell, father alive and healthy, no sibling, review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, blackout spell, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain, joint deformity, urinary pain, poor control of the bladder, decreased libido, chronic neck pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 85, both sitting and standing. Heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowel sound present with neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 44-year-old ambidextrous woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, syncope. Number 2, cervical radiculopathy, number 3, carpal tunnel syndrome, number 4, migraine, number 5, back pain, number 6, dizziness. Next paragraph. Her syncopal episode, most probably vasovagal. It can be due to hormonal changes in perimenopausal period or cardiogenic. Neurogenic syncope is less likely, but I will order the CT of the head and EEG. MRI cannot be done due to some metal. Orthopedic doctor will order the CT of the C-spine. I would like to order the EMG of the upper and lower extremities and blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin, A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, vitamin D, sed rate, ANA, rheumatite, ANA and rheumatite factor. I would like to see her back in my office when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.